Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We did ask a question earlier in today's show. Didn't really plan it, just kind of came up. What stat line from Dylan Gabriel would have you buzzing about Dylan Gabriel on Monday? And yes, that includes stat lines where he gets benched and Shador plays. We take all answers on this show. But to talk all things Cleveland Browns, including this Browns-Ravens game, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on of The Athletic. Zach Jackson joins us right now. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
We're doing all right. It's a good Friday. How about you, bud?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. You know, the season's been full of joys, so it's been really good.
Gets interesting. It probably gets even more interesting from here, given the Dylan stuff and the Shador stuff and jobs and all that. But I'll ask you: is there a stat line that you could see from Dylan on Sunday that would make you go, "All right, maybe we were too quick in our judgment"? The five previous starts.
No, the only stat line I see is 18 of 32 for 176, just like the other ones. But what you said before that, Nick, is interesting because I've covered a lot of these. And with eight to go, I would say that this one probably does stand as more interesting, or at least some of the possibilities that are still out there stand as more interesting, than some of them have been. Because, you know, if you win six games in 2 years, you shouldn't have any job security, right? If you're out there completely overmatched as a quarterback, you shouldn't have any job security. There's five games at home, which adds a fascinating angle to this. And, you know, there's still chances for this team to legitimately play spoiler. And this defense is still good enough to do that to somebody. So I left some of them out, but, this is a dead season, which it is always going to be in terms of them winning anything that goes in the books. But this is not a dead story, you know, by any means. I mean, yes, you know, January through March are going to be fascinating, but it's not like we're there quite yet.
Zach, so you kind of sound like you're just ready to see Shador then.
Probably, yeah. There's layers to it, Jonathan, but what we've seen here tells the story. What we've seen here is completely unsurprising, and what we've seen here is not really going to change. And it does not all lay on the feet of the current quarterback, right? But, like, this is what they've signed up for. This is who they chose, and this is what he can do. And so, you know, that's not to say there's not some drama with this Sunday. There's not to say that I truly do think, and this kind of sums up the whole state of things, I truly do think the offense was a little better in some areas last week, right? But there's a ceiling on what it can be. So there was never any intention to play Shador, but a lot of the other plans or what they were supposed to be have been thrown out the window too. So I'm probably ready for the next chapter in that, which at some point soon, I truly believe it's coming.
Zach, would a win on Sunday against the Ravens cancel out the Jets loss?
Yes, it would. It actually would. Because it would temporarily change the whole vibe. It would serve as the spoiler. It would shake up the division in the AFC playoff race. And it would both validate this defense and further frustrate the fan base by saying we had a defense that was good enough to actually deliver something, or at least bigger games, right? And then at least the next couple of games would matter. So I do think the Browns will show up and play on both sides. You know, I do think this defense is built in a way to frustrate the Ravens. So add some weather and both teams kind of probably believing the 16 or 19 points wins it. And this could be an old-fashioned slobber knocker. And the longer the Browns drag them into that, the more chance they have for something crazy to happen and actually win.
Zach, I'm just curious, because you just said an answer ago that you thought that there was never an intention to play Shedeur Sanders. What exactly did you think? Now that we have the idea that we've watched this season go the way that it's going, and it does seem like Shedeur will get in, or maybe even Deshaun gets in, I don't know. But once we see where it's at, what do you think the intention actually was?
Shedeur was drafted as a developmental quarterback, right? And Shedeur remains a developmental quarterback. So when I said that, Jonathan, I'm not just reading tea leaves. That's that's things that have been passed along. I think that's fairly obvious, right? So, you know, first of all, I would say that there was no intention to initially to put Dylan in on October 1st, but that happened, October 5th, first game of October, right? So I believe, and always have believed, that Shedeur has the talent to be at least an average NFL starting quarterback a year or two from now. So I don't know, because we're not in practice, you know, where he is or what playing him now and on this sunken ship would really do to that development. And that's not for me to decide, even if I did have a better idea of where he was, right? But always it was about, hey, this is a unique case because there's talent here to get this in the fifth round at this position. So if we can bring him along slowly, and if we can eventually get him to develop and put him in the right situation, maybe they have something. And what I saw for almost all of training camp backed up that thought, right? So, you know, does he have to play? What does, if he plays a few games, really mean in his long-term development? I don't know. I know as a franchise, they're where they didn't intend to be. But, you know, I just wonder just how many more games you could go through with the same thing, because I, like I said, that's the easiest question I've ever been asked in a radio interview is, what do you expect the stat line to be on Sunday? That's what it is every Sunday.
Zach Jackson of The Athletic on the fan hotline here. So it, obviously the next eight games are interesting because of the quarterback spot, but you had mentioned, you know, coaches don't traditionally get three back-to-back three-win seasons and keep their jobs. So I'll kind of go here. What are the next eight games have to look like for Kevin Stefanski to really be able to entrench himself going forward?
I think real improvement and implementation of plans towards improvement. I mean, I would just say that, you know, frankly, Nick, I probably mean the front office more, if not as much, obviously, as the head coach in terms of what I believe needs to change right now. But, like, I don't think there's any really rebuilding going on. And I think the first four guys they drafted are really good players. But, like, I'm not seeing anything in terms of a build. Like, I see a built defense, right? But I see an offense that for the second straight year is completely sunk. I see every week a combination of weird, bad fundamental football in some areas, multiple, that's leading to this team being in a bad spot. And as soon as this team's in a bad spot, it just doesn't recover. So, you know, these games are supposed to be close. They're supposed to be competitive. They should have won week one. They won in week three when they didn't score a point for 56 minutes. But just overarching here, for a season and a half, this offense has been unwatchably bad and does not score and does not scare anyone. So that probably is what would have to change for me.
You're around this team a ton, obviously. What do you think is one thing that is misunderstood about this team from either the general public or the general Browns fan?
I don't know. That's not one I've thought about, but I would say one of the things that I've wrestled with here, and I know it's a different argument that none of us can win every single day, and God bless you guys for doing it 5 hours a day every single day, but one of the things that's disappointing to me, or that says a lot to me, is that it's like the NFL is full of surprises and full of, you know, things don't last, right? But, like, this has been fairly predictable. like defense is really good, offense is a complete disaster, right? Like there's some promising young guys here. There's not enough. Like their offensive line is a mess. The wide receiving core is an embarrassment. Like those things are predictable, and those things are very bad.
Zach, you're going to hate this question. It's a hypothetical. I get it. But would the Browns have a better record if Mike Vrabel had become the head coach last January?
Yes. Yes. But, like, there is no way that he was going to be injured. It was never a realistic possibility. And there was no way that after being here that he was going to want that job, even if it was. So it was a unique set of circumstances that led him here. And I think it was an innovative move and a positive one to get him here. And I think everybody on board was fine with him leaving, and that was they got the intended result. And he saw an organization that had a bunch of cap space and a gem of a young quarterback, and I think he would have been on the first plane there even if he didn't have deep personal ties there. So just more than anything, like the situation here is not appealing to a top-level coach, and Mike Vrabel is a top-level coach.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, I feel like that often gets just a little misunderstood in the conversation of it all. It's like Vrabel was not – there was no amount of money that we were going to throw at him for him to be like, all right, my second chance at this, I'm going to take this job. First off, he always wanted the Patriots. And second off, they had a young quarterback in Drake May that had already proved himself.
Right. In the 46 years I've been covering this team, I would say that that is the dumbest discussion of them all. This team let Mike Vrabel leave.
Right.
Like, seriously, and I know there's dumb people out there, and every Sunday people get dumber, and that includes me, right? Well, like, getting dragged into this. But, like, that is probably, honestly, the dumbest discussion of them all.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Zach, I did see you had retweeted the piece where I talked about quarterback needy teams and how they're approaching 2026, and basically that they're just making other they're making other plans other than banking on this class. Can the Browns afford this in 2026 to not take a quarterback in the first round?
Ask me that on January 7th when we know the draft order.
All right, we got it locked in. January 7th, you're back here.
All right.
And
verbal contract.
yeah, and last year Jonathan was first to get the Shador jersey, and this year he might be first to get the Mac Jones jersey.
No, that's a depressing jersey.
I don't think so. What's more depressing, Mac Jones or Kyler Murray?
Well, the cool thing about a Jones jersey is that there's going to be another Jones
Browns jersey. The Kyler Murray discussion is so depressing. There's no way. I can tell you that the Browns are not a Kyler Murray team.
Have you heard Nick's all short king room?
Oh, you ruined
it. His quarterback room that he wants? Well, tell him. Go ahead, tell him.
Kyler, Dylan, and then you draft whoever the shortest quarterback in this draft. And that way, like, remember, we have a spread offense. We have a West Coast offense. No, we've got a short king offense.
Yeah, I would say, for me to say that the Browns aren't going to do something with all I've seen, is pretty strong, but they're not going to be a Kyler Murray team.
All right, let me ask you, I saw you tweeting about Paul DePodesta. What was your interpretation of the press conference? Was it a shot at Stefanski, or was there more to this?
No, it was given some thought, and I'm done giving any thought to the DePodesta era, but given some thought, it was a reference to to what went around here was spread around by one very uninformed person. And it was probably a little too in the weeds for that format, but Paul obviously wanted to get it off his chest. And frankly, he has that right. He has the microphone. The Rockies chose him. And so, yeah, I it's not like I spent a ton of time. I just watched the two clips and I did see it last night, but this week especially is not the week to be for me to be hanging around the Twitter discussion and argument of the day, because none of us are getting any brighter from any of that.
I actually 1% brighter. But just this week, I got like 5% dumber last week. So it's, you know, kind of evens out in the wash.
It's been a long few months.
It's going to get longer. All right. So the chief strategy officer leaves. It's not that I don't want analytics here, because that's the dumb thing that you're talking about. But I also would like maybe football instead of, if you're 100% analytics, I'd like, can I get like 85% analytics with a football guy? Is that where you're going to go with the Podesta going, or do you think that their process is their process?
No, I think analytics have a place in the game for sure. You know, they had their processes. He was here 10 years. These other guys have been here 6 years. I mean, by NFL standards, that's a long, long time. By Brown standards, that's centuries, right? So, no, I think because of the losing, Nick, and because of the air of secrecy that was and remains here, that sometimes that argument gets dragged into, you know, areas where people just don't know. But, like, you know, every team has an analytics department. The Browns is bigger than the rest of them, but every team has an analytics department. Every team has a research department. Every team should be using data and historical data and things to get every edge. Like, this is a super competitive league. And of course there's secrets, right? So when in the few cases that you do have an edge or have developed one or have a secret that you can unveil on a certain Sunday or potentially in a draft, you should use it. But I think there's so much blurriness and stupidity that got involved in the whole thing. Like, you know, you need good football players and you need to be well run. You need them all. But, I just think it's gone well beyond the outside discussion of anything that it was. No other team had a chief strategy officer, right? Every team has something similar and people whose jobs it is to help the people who sign off on the final decisions make smarter decisions. Every team applies it differently. Every team makes those decisions differently.
All right, Zach, we might as well just touch them all for this segment then. Does Deshaun Watson get a start at any point this season?
I'm still pretty strongly no. You know, I'm not flaming. The door does remain cracked, right? And if he is elevated, or, you know, his window is opened, I guess, then there would be 21 days before they had to elevate/activate him. So the door is cracked. But I am strongly against that, or pretty strongly thinking that it won't happen. And I just cannot imagine them presenting a situation to where he would run out of the tunnel and start a home game, and they would allow him and themselves to get booed that way. I just don't think. I think there will be a formal split in the offseason, and the sides will go their separate way, and it will be remembered as it should be as one of the worst trades in the history of sports, something that sunk a pretty promising run they had put together here.
Zach, we got a boogie, buddy, but great stuff. Enjoy the game on Sunday and cherish these next 8 weeks. We really only have so much time on this earth.
I'll see you on January 7th.
Looking forward to
it. That's a verbal contract. That's a legal binding agreement there. Zach Jackson, The Athletic, on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.